Turkey's government has agreed in principle to a U.S. request to contribute troops to a peacekeeping force in neighboring Iraq. The Bush administration has contacted several European countries about the proposed force, but few details have been released. Turkey has also opened up its border with Iraq to humanitarian relief supplies. NPR's Guy Raz reports from the border town of Silopi.
The two-lane road that passes through Silopi normally accommodates horse-drawn carts. Now those carts are making way for more than 200 big rig trucks a day.
This road goes down to the Habr Gate immigration and customs entry point for Iraq. And it's down this road that our trucks go with food aid for northern Iraq.
Heather Hill of the World Food Program says after weeks of delay, security concerns, and bureaucratic maneuvering with the Turkish government, WFP is now trucking in some 3,000 metric tons of food into northern Iraq daily.
The commodities that we're sending are wheat flour, high-energy biscuits, sugar, vegetable oil, and pulses. Pulses being dried beans, dried peas. This is the protein part of the food basket, and together they combine what we call the ration for a family for 1 month.
According to the World Food Program, 3.5 million people in northern Iraq now depend on WFP rations. More aid is reaching Iraq now through Turkey than any of the other neighboring states.
We are now entering into a sort of a full swing of our operation for the three northern governorates, and now we're looking further south.
UNICEF is the other aid agency using the Turkish land corridor. According to Michael Basakew with the UN Children's Fund, conditions in southern Iraq are far worse than in the north.
In the south, we're trucking in water, but through the north, we're bringing everything from pipes, pipe cutters, water pumps, water purification tablets, chlorine, because we pre-positioned a lot of stuff and we foresaw that if a conflict happened, water would be one of the main issues.
Neither UNICEF nor the World Food Program has any international staff inside the country. All activities are being coordinated from neighboring countries. Local staff inside Iraq are receiving the aid convoys. Now that water and food are flowing into the northern part of the country, UNICEF is focusing on helping children overcome the effects of war, says Basakew.
So what we've done in the north is we've formed these mobile teams of experts that, you know, they're experts at alleviating trauma in kids, and they go around, they talk to teachers, they talk to the kids, and help them forget about the war, forget about the sound of the bombing, forget about the sight of guns.
Guy Raz, NPR News, Silopi, on the Turkish-Iraqi border.